Senators on both sides of the aisle took a stand Wednesday morning, opposing a piece of legislation presented to lawmakers on behalf of Governor Tomlin. The bill would have cut funding to the state's public school system by nearly $15 million. But with layoffs across the state due to budget issues and declining enrollment, members of the Senate say now is not the time to cut county funding. Senate Bill 452 would have recalculated the state's school aid funding formula, cutting dollars given to the state's public school system for the second time in a year. Tomlin announced a 1% reduction in funding in October. Members of the Senate Education Committee approved the bill Tuesday evening, but without recommending its passage by the full chamber. The bill was set to go to the Senate's Finance Committee for further discussion, but Senator John Unger moved Wednesday morning that the committee report be rejected, essentially killing the proposal.
This balances the budget off the backs of our children, and the thing of it is it cuts all of our county boards of education, some more than others, and our school system's already struggling in a lot of ways, and they're trying to keep up. I mean, the senator from Morgan, we worked on the special needs children, where they're being underfunded in those areas, and any other additional cuts like that only goes right into the bone.
Unger says he's also concerned with another provision in the bill. It would extend the amount of time a school bus can remain on the road before being replaced from the current 12 years to 15 years, saving the state about $4 million in 2017. Unger says that brings up safety concerns as well, but the West Virginia Department of Education says the change would bring the state in line with the national average of replacement cycles. A 2012 audit of the West Virginia Department of Education showed West Virginia ranked in the top 20 of states for the amount of dollars spent on each individual student per year, coming in at around $11,000 per student. But counties across the state have started cutting positions this year to deal with declining revenues. Cabell County was the latest, approving 61 layoffs and 97 transfers just Tuesday evening. Democratic Senator Bob Plymel represents the county. He voted against the bill in the Education Committee.
I know that we have some pretty tough times as it relates to the budget, but we're honestly trying to work in good faith to make sure that we get a budget that's passed that is good for the citizens of West Virginia.
This bill, he says, is not good for those citizens. Republican Senator Charles Trump made the motion in committee to move the bill without a recommendation for passage, but he says he, too, opposed the measure.
And while I would never presume to speak for any other member of this body, I don't think there was a member of the committee, a single one, who thought that we should pass this bill.
Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall also sits on the Education Committee. He explained the committee's intent.
I understand there's been a newspaper article now in the northern part of the state claiming that whoever voted to do that was voting against their county, and that's absolutely not true. All they did was vote to send that bill to me, hoping that I would be responsible enough to not hurt my Putnam County was huge in this bill. So I saw that. You know, and I've been here a long time, and I would assume I might be trusted to at least maybe find one or two parts of this bill that we might be able to use.
The chamber voted 33-0 to reject the committee report, killing the governor's bill. The vote leaves a nearly $15 million hole in the state's 2017 budget that lawmakers will now need to find a way to fill. That figure is in addition to the $466 million shortfall Governor Tomlin's staff is already projecting for the fiscal year. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.